He is a man of legend, a man whose story may be larger than life, a renegade who history now looks upon as a catalyst to the Civil War. The American Countryside, brought to you by Cargill, who for 150 years has been working side-by-side with farmers in the ag community. Cargill thanks you for being a part of that success. Learn more at CargillAg.com. We hope you enjoy hearing the American Countryside right here every day. But when you're on the go, you can now hear our programs on My Farm Radio. It's a new app where you can hear the American Countryside and much more. Don't forget, you can always catch past programs and see our American Countryside television features at AmericanCountryside.com. So take time to download the free My Farm Radio app and enjoy some of our extra content at AmericanCountryside.com. Both are great ways to connect with our show as you travel the countryside.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need two steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
Creighton Waters is a native of the panhandle of West Virginia, a man who well knows the story of John Brown and his raid on this small town of Harper's Ferry.
Brown is an abolitionist from the North. He's against the institution of slavery. He's been active in the Kansas-Nebraska territories in 1855 and 1856, fighting against the expansion of slavery.
Brown hoped the raid would provide the arms needed for an insurrection. He captured the surprised federal arsenal with ease. His men were now in charge of all the rifles in one of the nation's largest stockhouses. They took hostages and waited for the slave insurrection to start. But it never began.
He didn't really get this huge slave revolt that he, in his mind, I think, perceived. And he's kind of pinned in here by townspeople and local militia units. And they really tie him up until Washington, D.C. can react to this.
And only 36 hours after it began, Brown was captured.
He is captured here by United States Marines led by Robert E. Lee and Jeb Stuart, among others, and he's tried and convicted and executed in Charlestown, which is just 5 miles down the road.
It's swift justice, with Brown executed only 2 months after the raid. But the raid is an event that will help spark the Civil War and urge others to push for civil rights. Today, this town of 300 is barely a dot on the map, but the events of this place changed the nation forever. Traveling the countryside in Harper's Ferry, West Virginia, I'm Andrew McCrae.